Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Brad, check your email. I think I got that right. Joining me from Universal Security Force. We don't have him yet. Not answering. Oh, goodness gracious sakes alive. All right, well, okay. This is what happens on live radio. You have these kind of things that happen. And when they do, well, you know. But we're going to try to have Kevin Mitchell from Universal Security Force if we get him on the air. If not, we'll just muddle on. I am prepared for that should the need arise. Okay. So as I was saying, here, very, very close to where I live, from Universal Security Forces, is he is the head. His name is Kevin Mitchell. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello. How is everyone?
We're just trying to. We've been through an array of things just trying to get this to launch off there, which this never happens. But that's beside the point. Tell me about Universal Security Forces. What is Universal Security Forces?
Well, we're a company based out of Greenville, South Carolina, and we cover the entire state of South Carolina, and we're currently moving into North Carolina. We are a bunch of retired law enforcement, retired military, that said, you know, kind of had enough of all this, let's start doing it right. And we started our own company, and we've been around for about 4 months, and we're growing so quickly, we have a hard time just manning people. We're growing so many contracts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you should go to their Facebook page and look at that. I mean, they're hiring on Facebook. And it's the living wage that everybody thinks that you got to have in order to make a living wage. You start on it right there at Universal Security Forces. Now, I'm going to try to guess here. Now, I think probably the biggest reason that your business is expanding is you do a lot of big events where in other parts of the country those various big events have turned into a shooting gallery in the past. And
we do big events. We've done concert venues. We got two concert venues coming up. We do bike week down at Myrtle Beach, and if you've ever been to bike work at Myrtle Beach, both weeks is kind of rough. We went down there for that, and we had about 1,500 bikes at our location, and we didn't have an incident, didn't have any problems, everything went smooth.
And the thing about that, you guys are armed security, yeah?
Yes, we can do unarmed, and we do that mostly in retail settings, but you know, in events like that, yeah, every one of us is armed. We have a firearm on our side. We wear vests. I mean, we're fully tactical.
Right. The thing about the bike weeks is that bike weeks attract some really good people, and inevitably some bad apples show up and spoil it for everybody. But it turns it into it's quite the active environment at Bike Week in Myrtle Beach. And how many of the bike weeks do you do? Because they have multiples.
This was our first year doing it. Some national companies reached out to us, and they talked to us about the troubles and things they were running into with security and, you know, just staffing issues, and I told them, I said, well, man, we can do this, and we'll put it together and have a good thing for you. And we did. We put together a proposal for them, and we went down and done it and went off without a hiccup. And like I said, the key is, you know, I call it verbal judo. When you get down there, you want to use verbal judo. You tell people right around what your expectations are, you know, hey, I expect this, you know, this is what we're going to do. And then, you know, we try to find common ground on people, and we talk to people. We interact with them as soon as they pull up on the box. We start interacting with them.
Now, I know out in California and L.A. and Beverly Hills and everything now, if the private security companies are the de facto, that's what everybody's going to. In Beverly Hills, they've broken it down into defensive grid squares because crime is spilled over out of, you know, Skid Row. And it's hitting everybody now because of a few things, because of California's government, because of the Gascon, the DA, who might get recalled. Very easy on crime, and they cut back the police.
Yeah.
So now, in this era of the police being cut back, and in this era of private security forces that are available out there, the role of that which you handle, the role of what your type of security company is capable of handling, is about to expand exponentially, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, we've been around for about 4 months, and in that time period, you know, people from North Carolina, major companies, is reaching out to us saying, "Come to North Carolina, we need you here." So, you know, we started that ball rolling. And I mean, in 4 months, we kind of, you know, got a good reputation in South Carolina, good enough to expand into North Carolina. So that tells you how fast we're growing.
Well, in this hour, what I'd like to do with you, Kevin, is I would like to throw a few situations at you, because I wonder if in the coming months and years, with, first of all, I wonder how much the defund the police movement has hurt recruitment for police departments. I would imagine it has hurt them a great deal. I don't know how much, say, here in South Carolina, but still in South Carolina, there's a great need for the services you guys provide as armed security guards. But I want to get into some of these things, because you were talking about music venues. What happened in Las Vegas? That was a music venue that got shot up by the guy from Mandalay Bay. And do you know if they had private security there? Do they have any sort of security in place besides just the go this way, go that way guys?
Well, I don't know about there, but in here, the ones we work, we actually check people coming in with metal detectors, walk through metal detectors. We search their bags. We search through everything they have. And to enter in, you got to be searched. And
right.
Whether that's, you know, hey, we look in your little chair bag, or we look in your pocketbook, or you empty your pockets out. Everything you go to the line, you're going to be searched. So nobody's getting in without going through a thorough search.
Any exceptions to that search? Like if a concealed carry permit holder comes in there with a gun, is that the exception, or is everybody in one uniform set of rules?
In most situations, when you take the concealed weapons course, I know for South Carolina, I'm an instructor here in South Carolina for that as well. Part of that, when you get the classes, you taught that you can't carry weapons where they serve alcohol.
Ah.
Most of these venues serve alcohol. Especially the ones that were there, and so you won't be able to carry that in there regardless. So if you try to carry, you know, concealed weapons, even though it was illegally concealed weapons, we wouldn't let you in with it just because it served alcohol.
Right. Okay. Coming up on the first break, how do people find Universal Security Forces?
Well, we're on the line. We're at usforces.us, and that's usforces.us, Universal Security Forces. Just abbreviation for it, usforces.us.
If you are putting together some event in South Carolina or North Carolina, or maybe if you're looking for a job, maybe you go there and check out the website. It's a good pay. It starts out, like I said, at that living wage everybody touts all the time. And this is a growing industry. This is the ground floor. We'll be right back talking to Kevin Mitchell. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And before I get back to my guest, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome KLID 1340 AM. They have been kind enough to add me to their lineup. They're out of Poplar Bluff, Dexter, Corning, and Pigot or Pigot in the Missouri and Arkansas markets. And it's very nice to have you with us. You are now part of the unofficial group I call the ninjas. You're out there. You're very silent. I know you're there, but nobody sees you. Ninjas! KLID 1340 AM. We're speaking to Kevin Mitchell from Universal Security Forces. And I want to give you three different scenarios in the next three segments, Kevin. Okay?
No problem.
So, one of the things I've talked about is gun-free zones where they don't really have a deterrent force in there. Now, most of the time, it's some bigger business, but let's use grocery stores. In Buffalo, they had a lone security officer there. Is that sufficient to repel any threat that might hit it? I would probably guess no.
Yeah, that won't work. In my opinion, with my experience, you need at least two people. I never send one person in together. We always meet in pairs, just because it's safer for the staff and it's more convenient for you to step in and get involved. For instance, one person might talk, one person might cover down on somebody if that situation was to happen.
So, would you have like a minimum of two guys dispersed? They're not going to be together, right?
I would have a minimum of two people. Depending on the size of the place, you know, I would probably have one at the front, one toward the back, because your threat could come in either direction. But, you know, of course you'd have communication devices, so one could go to the other one if something come up. And most of the time, you know, you see a suspicious guy walking, you know. I guess to leave the specific place out of it, but, you know, the other day we was in a place and I seen a guy with black boots, black BG pants, black shirt, and black combat gloves on, and he had a sword on his back, a 3-foot sword.
Wow.
This person was a black Israelite. And, you know, regardless of who he's a member of, or his race or religion or anything, somebody's carrying a 3-foot sword. So, you know, you see people coming, and you have opportunity to make a decision. Hey, we need to watch this guy. Hey, we need to follow this guy. Hey, we need to, you know, do whatever. But, you know, you just have to do it based on behavior and weapons.
So, 3-foot long sword. So, ideally, right, ideally, if you had to deploy Universal Security Forces to protect a grocery store, what is your contingent going to look like? How big?
If I had my say-so, I mean, just like a normal-sized grocery store, I would have two in the front and two in the back. So four people would be able to protect that place, you know, from any kind of assault or anything going on. And like I said, you have two in the front, two in the back. You always want two together.
Right, so they can work fire maneuver, that kind of stuff. I get that.
Right.
I understand that.
If you have somebody that doesn't have a weapon, that's just, you know, being belligerent. And most of the time, 9 times out of 10, you just got that guy wanting to show out, and he doesn't have a weapon. So one person could back up, 10-15 foot back, you know, and watch while one person engages. While the person engages, the other person is watching for any possible weapon to come out or anything like that.
So how would you have them kitted up, these four gents, these four guards?
Well, automatically, with our company, if you're carrying a weapon, you're in full tactical gear.
What level armor?
Well, I feel like 3.5 is good, just because most people don't come in with AKs and 30-06s. They come in
sure.
with handguns. Now, we can go level 4, but most of the time we do not. In a situation like that, we just carry a regular, you know, 3.5.
The 3.5, now, are those rifle plates? Don't they feet?
Those are not rifle. They're just
pistols. Okay.
Now, okay. You can get an insert to put in, and, of course, you can move that to 4 if you decided to. But these things weigh about 5 pounds each. And where I'm at, you know, we don't have that much rifle play. We have a lot of gun play, but not much rifle play.
What about weapons? What kind of how are these guards be armed?
Most of them, we prefer to carry 9mm. You know, when I was with the county, we went from 9mm to 40s and now 45. But you know, for my personal company, 9mm is good. The reason why we like them is, you know, it won't go through a wall, hit it, it's a bystander, And that's the kind of things you got to take into consideration. You know,
right.
You don't want a 5.7 that's going to shoot through four cars and then go into a building. You know? So,
right.
You know, you want something that's going to stop and not, you know, kill the guy next door type thing. So we all carry 9mm.
Does it matter which one is there a preferred one, or does it just 9mm?
Well, most of us carry Glock 19s. That's what about all of us carry.
Okay. I'm going to suppose some sort of hollow point is the ammo?
Yeah, yes, sir. That would be correct.
And I'm also going to suppose they have some level of communications between them.
Yeah, you know, we have radio communications.
Which is, and that's the stuff I'm talking about right now. To me, that's sort of the bare minimum they got to have, because if something does open up in front of them or unfold, they do have to. Is it hands free radio, or are they able to?
Well, we actually have a dispatch. We have radios in our own dispatch, so you know we can radio into our dispatch, and our dispatch can be calling out any emergency codes or any emergency response as well. Or the officer is doing what he needs to do.
Very importantly, do your security officers have any power of arrest?
In the state of South Carolina, the SLED, State Law Enforcement Division, is in charge of security officers.
Okay.
Security officer, once they have three classes. Once they take the first two classes, basically they're security officer, they can do whatever. They have handcuffs, they have gas, they can do things like that. They also have the powers of arrest of the deputy sheriff on the contract area. So, for example, if we were in a department store, inside that department store, the guys would have the same authority as the deputy sheriff.
Cool. The reason I'm asking all these questions for those of you at home or in the car or whatever is this tells me they've done the math and they've done all the homework and checked all the boxes that needed to be done in order for them to actually execute a tasking, which is protection of somebody within the border or the building of their jurisdiction. So that answers all of that. When we get back, we're going to talk about some other scenarios with my guest. He is Kevin Mitchell. Universal Security Forces will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. President Joe Biden and other Western Hemisphere leaders are set to announce what is being billed as a roadmap for countries to host large numbers of migrants and refugees. The so-called Los Angeles Declaration is perhaps the biggest achievement of the Summit of the Americas, which was undercut by differences over Biden's invitation list. Leaders of Mexico and several Central American countries sent top diplomats instead after the U.S. excluded Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
The Vatican today said Pope Francis canceled a planned July trip to Africa on doctor's orders because of ongoing knee problems, dashing hopes of the faithful there and raising further questions about the health and mobility of the 85-year-old pontiff. The Vatican said the trip would be rescheduled to a later date. This is USA Radio News. When British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote this week, at least one other world leader shared his relief. Ukrainian President Zelensky said it was great news and that we have not lost a very important ally. It was a welcome boost for a British leader who divides his country and his party, but has won wide praise as an ally of Ukraine. Johnson's relatively narrow victory in Monday's Conservative Party vote has implications beyond Britain's shores. Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards described to lawmakers the war scene that she and other officers faced when rioters began viciously attacking them on January 6th of 21. Edwards said there were officers on the ground. They were bleeding. She said, I was slipping in people's blood. The raw and graphic testimony from Edwards Thursday night played out in the first public hearing on the findings of the House committee investigating the insurrection of the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Kevin Mitchell. He is from Universal Security Forces. And, you know, one thing that I have thought that we might end up seeing, since my idea is never going to get taken up, I think security force contracts would be a splendid idea. To stick armed people in schools.
Well, we've actually been approached by a county in South Carolina about doing that.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is the insurance company. The insurance companies want to prevent us from doing it. They see that as a high risk type activity. Therefore, they make it where we can't really do it. But it's a great idea, I think. And I think eventually, you know, we may can get to that point. But I think the companies, you might say, want to discourage that. But I think that's what we need to do.
So I guess it's a lower risk to have them helpless. Is that what the insurance companies are saying?
I think that's what they think. Yeah. For example, I pay about $10,000 for insurance.
Right.
And just to give you an idea, to work a concert is $25,000.
Okay.
Just to do a concert.
Sure.
And we're talking about multiple schools. You probably $75,000 to $100,000 in insurance fees to do that.
And.
It's impossible. Nobody can do it in South Carolina. You know, we talked about it, but we just, you know, the counties can't pay that. I mean, that's a fee that they just can't swallow, then pay the staff to do that too.
Well, yeah, but see, here's the thing with this. This is the thing. Now, I know some states have armed teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know around here in South Carolina, probably they're going, it's just horrible to think that the teachers have to be armed in today's world. But,
they have the choir, brother.
Huh?
If we can figure out how to do it, we'll be in there tomorrow.
Well, it sort of sounds like has anybody gotten with any legislators to ask them, okay, so you guys say you can't pay it. Well, what's plan B? Because the problem that I see is if they're not – the problem with schools is that schools my position's always been since Columbine, there shouldn't have been another one.
Right, exactly.
And the reason that there have been other ones is because there's been no uniform approach to doing this. Now, if in South Carolina they don't have the stomach to allow teachers to volunteer to be armed, which wouldn't cost them nothing, right? Wouldn't cost them nothing. They have security. They have school resource officers, but most of those guys are not exactly a school resource officer on a modern upstate campus. That dude's got to be a track star to get to where the trouble is, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, then that's just the key. I mean, you might have a 2-acre school. How's he gonna get there? How's he gonna know where the problem is? You'd have to have some kind of great computer system to know, for somebody to alarm and show you what classroom to go to, then you didn't have time to get there.
Right.
I mean, the problem is having, you're gonna have to have multiple locations all over the school. And that's where your security forces come in. I mean, if you can put 12 people in one school, I mean, we protect everything that's up school. I mean, we're protecting we're protecting grocery stores, we protect malls, we protect phone stores, we protect everything except our kids.
I know in Israel they got a multi-man, fully kitted up armed force, and the ones that are outside are on motorcycles. So if something happens and they have to get from point A to point B, they don't have to run through the hallway. They're going to go outside the school really, really quick.
Right.
And so how much now when you say that the dollar figure you threw out there, is that per school? Is that per contract?
That would probably be per contract.
Per district.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And how much is that?
We didn't even go that far. When we got stopped at the first number, I said, well, this is not going to work. So we didn't even go that far. And we talked about seeing a legislator about it and talking about it. We've actually contacted one of our guys and talked about many things like that. But again, we got to get out and vote, man. People got to get out and vote, put the right people in offices so we can take care of these things to protect our families and our rights.
I've talked to Greenville County deputies, and I'm told by them that if they do arrive on scene and something is going on, which means they something bad has already happened by the time they get there, but their instructions are and their training is to just go in on it. But it just seems to me that's a horrible position to take simply because you're completely reactive. You don't know where the guy's at. You don't know what he's doing. You don't know how many he's killed. It would be so much better. And I refer to your guys. I refer to any guys that are out there that are in a protective role, in an armed protective role. I refer to them as pipe hitters. And, these are hardened individuals, mentally hardened, that this is the job. Oh, we have an armed assailant in here blowing holes and things. Well, guess what I'm going to do? Those kind of guys. And, if not this, what? Because nobody else seems to, they don't have enough police to do it, do they?
No, they don't have enough police. A funny stat is in the county that I live in, the Department of Public Safety, I think in the last month they thought they were 80 officers short.
Yeah. So are you in Greenville or Spartanburg?
Greenville.
Yeah. I don't know what the effect has been on police officers here. I don't know if there's been any contracting of that or anything else like that. But, the Greenville County School District is a gigantic school district. And the schools in the district are gigantic. And I just don't see a couple of guys on foot being able, if they have that many. How many would you put in a school? How many would you put in a school? My son went to Greenville High School. How many would you put in Greenville High School?
Well, Greenville High School's probably got 1,100 to 1,200 kids.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could put 20 in there, and you still probably have problems, you know, getting everywhere. But,
right.
You know, I think that would be a good starting point.
Is that what, do you think that's what it's going to take? In order to actually do a deterrent, have a deterrent effect?
See, the problem with life is when people do something, there has to be a result of something they do. You know, cause and effect. You know, when somebody comes in the store and they smash the windows and they, you know, smash and grab, well, if we don't arrest those people, we don't punish those people, you know, send to the judicial system, well, they're not losing nothing.
Right.
So if you're not going to lose nothing, why not just keep doing it? I mean, there's no effect or no cause to the effect of what they're doing. So, you know, they just keep on and keep on and keep on. School shooters, I mean, everybody's the same. If, you know, you watch these shows on TV about the lions and tigers and the Serengeti, well, the lions keep going to the water because nothing's stopping them from killing the gazelle.
Right.
As long as the gazelle's there, they're going to come and they're going to eat them.
Sure, sure.
And that's what life is, man. Until we put a stop to it, it's going to keep happening.
Yeah, that is. I definitely agree with that one. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you again.
All right. If you go on the online, you can type in usforces.us. That's USFORCES. USforces.us.
They're hiring.
We're hiring. We need as many people as we can get. We got so many contracts, we have to turn them down daily because we can't man them.
They're losing money. They'd rather pay you than lose money. Go check them out. If I could run, I'd be there myself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. If you live out somewhere, if you're a concealed carrier, you've already taken, you know, you've already taken responsibility for your being the first responder. Prior to Ferguson, Missouri, when there was 900 plus 1,000 cops out there, that was one cop for every 19,000 people. And that was the good old days. Now, I don't know where it's at, and we still lack police. Even where I live, we lack police. We don't have enough police. So, the shape of things to come is going to be private security forces. From joining us again from Universal Security Forces is Kevin Mitchell. Still got Kevin?
I'm still here.
Okay. So, tell me some of the businesses that have contacted you saying, we need your services.
Well, they won't let me discuss actual name.
Sure, just the type of business.
I would say major retail stores like you would see in the mall.
Right.
You would see major phone company that we hear on the TV and advertisements every day.
Right.
Major sporting goods store. I mean, from major women's clothing stores to makeup stores is using this for different things.
What about have any city or county municipalities contacted you saying we need you to augment us here, or like in the case of San Francisco prior to Chase of Bodine being kicked out? I know a lot of their shopping areas got decimated by looters. I know in Los Angeles, Rodeo Drive got decimated by looters, and that's because they don't have enough cops.
Well, we have been contacted by major store chains that has put us on the hurricane watch list.
Right.
So when hurricanes hit South Carolina, we'll be basically loaded up into the coast. We're already in the planning for that now.
How many people will you take for that?
I'll probably take about 20 guys, and that's just what I got. I think I have 24 employees right now across the state of South Carolina.
Right.
And we just can't find people.
And you have jobs for, if you could staff them, how many would you have?
We could probably have 100 if we could staff them. I mean, we turn down jobs every day.
So, is there ever a situation where you could see your guys sort of really tooling up like maybe for a hurricane, are they going to tool up and carry some sort of an AR, something like that, some personal defense weapon that's a little bit bigger than a 9mm and rifle plates and a few other things?
We have discussed things of that nature. We haven't had a final decision yet with the companies, but we definitely have discussed things. Because, you know, when you get to a coast, if you get to looters and stuff, power's out, you know, there's problems going on. Sometimes you need a little bit more than just a handgun.
Sure. Well, I mean, I remember with Ferguson, I referenced Ferguson earlier, and with Ferguson, they sent four Oath Keepers there that were totally tacked up. They were yeah. tooled up and ready to go. They did have rifles. They didn't point them at anybody. They just appeared.
Yeah.
And 2 days later, it was done.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of those keepers. I think that they were a constitutional group representing, you know, the Second Amendment and people's rights.
Right.
So I watched the TV shows, and you watched it, and I was very glad to see them down there. Their constitutional rights.
I'm going to suppose your guys carry a little bit of trauma care with them as well.
You are correct. So you could be working for us right now, Bill.
Well, as long as I didn't have to chase anybody, I could, Kevin. I mean, I got a couple of issues when it comes to actually running. However, if you got me one of those really fast segues, I'm your guy.
We can work on that.
If you let me work 40 hours a week, I might just figure out a way to do it anyway.
You know, Bill, we start out paying around $17 an hour.
I was going to get to that.
Some of us go to $30 an hour, and we still have problems.
$17 an hour.
Yeah.
Which is above the leftist wish list minimum wage, which is $15 an hour, but up to $30 an hour, I suppose. How much work do you think your guys get per week, per month? Or can you tell me that?
I'm trying to think how to tell you there. Right now, like I said, my 24 guys I got, they're working about every job. I mean, literally, they need to get off at 8 o'clock somewhere, and right. I got a job starting at 10 o'clock. So, I mean, they're working sometimes 60 to 80 hours a week.
Wow.
I had a guy this morning get off at 3 a.m. Yeah. And was back in a retail store this morning. And what makes it really funny, Bill, is a lot of the places that the first people to hire put us in somewhere is liberal-owned companies.
I often wonder about those myself. I sit back there, and I know that they understand the utility of guns because, well, they understand that bad things happen. But for the ones that get out there and say, this is a gun-free zone, and then they don't put anything in place, that's where if somebody says it's a gun-free zone, and I walk in there, I want to see some of your people. I want to see USF guy sitting there, because then okay, so I don't get to carry a gun, but there's somebody here that does. I'm good.
That's one of the problems. Even at the malls in Greenville, not naming any names, but, you know, by law, we can carry a weapon in the mall.
Right.
But when you walk in the mall with that weapon, carrying it legally, with the proper identification, the mall security is going to tell you to leave. And then when you don't leave, they're going to call the police, and they're going to tell the police that you're being a service, and then the police says, you're being a service, come on out. So they're totally abusing our constitutional rights at some of these places, man. I mean, you know, we see it all the time, and we look at it, we shake our heads, we think, oh, my goodness. But, you know, nobody's challenging them.
Well, this is why I have never, ever carried out open. Even if now that it's legal with a CWP, I don't carry open carry because I go places. Plus, the other thing is I know, like, at these malls, the thing about these malls, and you're an instructor, you could tell me if this is still true or not. Now, I took my class a long time ago. I was told that the gun-free zone sign has to be on every door to this building. Is that correct?
And a store has to have it in a special place, and it's got to have the exact inch writing, the color writing, everything's got to be exactly right on the front door.
Right.
But if an owner just decides, hey, you know, I want you out here because you're carrying a gun, SLED will back them up and ask you to leave.
Well, sure. I get that part. Yeah. Get that part.
And that's what happens. They don't have any doors on the mall. But when you come in, they ask you to leave, you know,
If they,
we're going to be gentlemen.
See.
We're going to leave. Yeah,
if
we're going to back up or leave. Yeah.
Yeah. I like with one of the malls here in Greenville that I used to deliver to. I knew, for example, that all of those access hallways where they deliver to the, like in the food court and the other places, not assigned at all, not nowhere, not even on the main entrance. I could see if they had one there. And in Greenville, every door except for the ones at JCPenney, which is still open, had gun-free zone signs, but the JCPenney not having them negated the entirety of it. I don't think they have any of them anymore, but...
And, you know, and that's the legal part from probably the mall. You know, it would be a nightmare to try to enforce something like that just because you have so many different businesses with interests.
Right.
So I can definitely see it. And, you know, on the other side of things, Bill, let me tell you how many times I see people walking through the mall and going in some of our stores and open carry guns falling off their belt into the floor.
that's
my
nightmare.
We talk about probably three times a day. We talk about three times a day.
Yeah, that's my nightmare. I never want to have that happen. I carry a gun as securely as I can.
That's a bad feeling, man. When you get in there and you know, a gun drops, you know, 6 foot from you on the floor and everybody just stops and looks around and the guy, whoops, it fell off my belt.
Don't worry, I got a permit. Listen.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. We're about to run out of time. You, Universal Security Forces, they are hiring anywhere from 17 on Facebook also, $17 to $30 an hour. Their guys are working 60 to 80 hours a week. If you're one of these people looking to earn some money and actually do something very noble, this is the place to go, Universal Security Forces. Thank you, Kevin. I will be in touch.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be Monty Long. He is with Excess Sights. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.